Usually culture doesn't change very quickly, right? It often doesn't change at all. But if it's going to change, it's going to change in part because demographics have changed or because institutions have changed. And in this case, we know at a minimum that demographics are changing. So what kinds of changes in culture are we going to see, and what ramifications for politics might those changes have? Millennials, as emphasized by PRRI here today, are in fact the leading edge of the demographic change. We know many things about them. They are less white than previous generations. They are less religious than previous generations. So all of this makes me start to think, and many of you, I'm sure, as well, start to think about how social identity will shape American politics in the future. Okay, so but what about this millennial generation and where they are or might go? The one thing that I wonder about these folks right now is, are they just engaging in a little youthful rebellion? Right? Are they just saying, well, you know, I don't want anything to do with my grandparents' religious right, you know, and if I'm under 29, I'm, you know, used to having a lot of diversity around me, whether that diversity means racial or ethnic diversity, whether that means diversity in terms of sexual orientation or whatever. Right? And I understand perhaps that maybe the religious right isn't too open to those kinds of diversity. So you know what? I'm for this and they're for that. So attitude attribution is what we call this in the political science literature. I'm just going to push that away. I'm not going to have anything to do with it. But as these folks get a little older and they have kids and they start to age, might they then say, as generation after generation before them have, I need to figure out what I think about the meaning of life and what comes after death? And if, in fact, all of these religiously unaffiliated young people decide at some point, not en masse, but a little at a time, that, you know, what I need to do is I need to put myself back into a religious or a spiritual type context, what context will they choose? Will they be attracted to evangelical Protestantism? Right? Will evangelical Protestantism evolve and find ways of reaching out to people who are seekers, as it has for a very long period of time? Will the Catholic Church become in meaningful ways more progressive and more open to the sorts of things that these millennials are expressing in terms of policy preferences and ideological orientations in PRRI's data? Or will they just simply remain unaffiliated altogether? We don't know, right? My crystal ball is broken, unfortunately. You know, we have to just sort of speculate, but that's part of the fun of playing in the sandbox, right? So what will end up happening? Well, we don't know. The one thing that I'm willing to say with great certainty is that although it seems from PRRI's data that religious conservatism might, to an extent, be on the wane, it isn't going to disappear entirely. Ever, it isn't going to disappear entirely. And if the number of religious conservatives grows smaller, then basic social science suggests that that is a group that will become more cohesive and perhaps feel more alienated from the culture and therefore might not just continue but lead to sort of a retrenchment of the culture wars. So one thing I think it's important for us to look for as we move ahead in observing religion and politics and the intersection between the two is a question of whether or not American politics in the decades to come becomes a battle between what we might call the churched and the unchurched.